So we have suggested order of proceedings that we're going to appear before 10 o'clock. The first will be a presentation by the San Diego Waterboard staff. Steven, please. And you'll have 30 minutes for that. That will be followed by a brief presentation by the US EPA.
While Lori Walsh is coming to the podium, this is a continuation of an important measure that the board considered last year and approved on the regional stormwater permit. Here we are proposing to bring in Orange County under that, using a watershed approach, an outcomes-based approach to stormwater management, and we think a set of necessary improvements based on hydro modification, low impact development, and other technical improvements. But we're trying to continue the same permit structure, format, and content that we considered in San Diego County, that you approved in San Diego County, and simply make it a little bit better here. As we indicated once before, there are opportunities to learn and to improve the permit language and requirements thereto. And so this is one of those opportunities. So there are some measures and requirements for San Diego County that will be considered in the draft order as well. And when we get to it, the Riverside County as well. So there'll be some opportunities and some discussion on issues that the board has considered previously, but where we may have some more information now than we did a year ago. So with that, I'll turn it over to Ms. Walsh. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman of Arbenal and members of the board. My name is Lori Walsh. I'm a water resource control engineer within the stormwater unit for the board. I'd like to introduce to you the rest of the team, Christina Arias, water resource control engineer in the stormwater unit, and we are supervised by Eric Becker, senior water resource control engineer. So this morning, Christina and I would like to present you with some information and answer any questions you have about the tentative order R9-2015-001. This tentative order supports modifications to the regional municipal separate storm sewer system permit, which I'm going to refer to as the regional permit from here on out, to designate the South Orange County Coastal Entities as dischargers that become responsible for compliance with the regional permit. There are 13 Orange County Coastal Entities that we will be including, which include the County of Orange, the Orange County Flood Control District, City of Aliso Viejo, Dana Point, Laguna Beach, Laguna Hills, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Woods, Lake Forest, Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, San Clemente, and San Juan Capistrano. If the board adopts the tentative order during a future public hearing that we have planned for February 11th of 2015, the Orange County co-permittees will be the second group that will obtain coverage under the regional permit. The San Diego County co-permittees were obtained coverage on May 8th of 2013. Before I introduce the proposed changes to you, I would like to briefly explain the ability the tentative order has to achieve some of the goals of our practical vision. Modifying the regional permit to include the Orange County co-permittees directly implements several chapters of the board's practical vision entitled Healthy Waters, Healthy People. Multiple provisions of the regional permit pertain to the development and implementation of strategies. Strategies to both achieve healthy waters and the recovery of streams, wetlands, and riparian ecosystems. And these strategies are implemented based on an outcome-based approach, focusing on measurable reductions in pollutants from the discharges from the MS4s, as well as the receiving water improvements in receiving water quality through a very robust planning and prioritization effort that's required as part of the water quality improvement plan. Within the water quality improvement plan, our co-permittees are going to be able to develop projects that support addressing the priority water quality conditions using more robust designs and natural designs as well.
Lori, can we take a pause for 1 second?
Sure.
There's a problem with the AV system.
Sure. Never a dull moment.
Okay, Mark, there's a problem with the system down here. It says the card is full, so it's not writing to an external hard drive, so the court report can't hear anything.
That's true.
Thanks.
auction over here.